בוקר טוב, יום שני בשבת קודש, פרשת מטות מסעי. Today is Cafe Betamuz. We are continuing with Shaar HaBitachon in the Chovot HaLevavot. We're in Perek Gimel. We're stopped in the middle. If you have this sefer that was so graciously sponsored, it's on page 70, Verevi'i. Eilu Nishmat. What's his name?
Yaakov.
No, you're the grandfather's name.
Yaakov and Eliezer.
Yaakov and Eliezer. Oh, Gishmak. Yeah? So, we'll say Leilu Nishmato. Katuv, Verevi'i. This, the fourth idea that should engender feelings of bitachon. So he says like this. Ki umashgiach al hanagat ayinyanei adam kulam. Lo yanichem lo yit'alem mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deeply interested and concerned with one's needs. He will never leave it. He'll never ignore it. Ve'lo yisatir mimenu davar mehem yiketanam ha've'ad gedolam. For instance, by human beings can sometimes see another person in need, and even in great need, but either you don't have the power to deal with it, or you don't have the patience, or you just ignore it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything and ignores nothing. So he says...
Is that number three we did,
yeah. So he says, "V'lo yishkicheu davar et davar." There is nothing in this world that can cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forget. By a person, let's say, a person can be concerned, and he wants to help. But, you know, we go through so many things in a day that just naturally things cause us to forget by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that doesn't exist. Like we say on Rosh Hashanah, Ki en shecha lifnei chiseh avodecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets nothing. Kmo shekatuv, Lama tomar Yaakov utdaber Yisrael, nistera derki me'adonai u'me'elohai mishpati avor. Right, don't think that there's anything hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar, הלא ידעת אם לא שמעת, אלוהי העולם אדוני בורק את זאת הארץ, לא יעף ולא ירע, אין חקל לתמונתו. הקדוש ברוך הוא created the edges of the earth. He'll never get weary and never get tired, and there is no calculating, there's no understanding of his understanding, which means הקדוש ברוך הוא is infinite in everything he does. והחמישי, another thing that should engender feelings of ביטחון in us, שאין ביד אחד מהברואים להועיל את נפשו, ולא להזיקה, ולא לזולתו, כי אם ברשות הבורא יתברך. This is a borrowed idea that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I think maybe we mentioned this the other day, Rav Chaim Volozhiner discusses this in Nefesh HaChaim. No creature, power, force, anything in the world can touch you, can harm you, can do good to you, bad to you, or otherwise, without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's express permission. Says, כי העבד כשיהיה לו יותר מאדון אחד, ויהיה כל אחד מהם יכול להועילו, לא ייתכן לו לבטוח על אחד מהם. If you have a slave that has more than one owner, right? The Gemara says, sometimes you have that. I don't know if you saw in the Gemara, it comes up many times. חציו עבד, חציו בן חורין. Right? You have half a slave, half free. How do you do that? If you have two owners, one freedom, one didn't.
יפה
מאוד, השם ישראל, זה טוב מאוד. Yeah?
For someone day and your owner the other day.
That's another situation, also in Gittin. יפה מאוד, אבל מכל מקום, yeah, over there, the Gemara says, כופין את רבו ונותן לו גט שחרור. Why? מפני, תיקון העולם, כתוב. Yeah, מכל מקום, יפה מאוד. So he says, what's the common denominator between all of the Mishnayot in the fourth perek of Gittin? Even though only the first Mishnah has to do with Gittin, everything else in the fourth perek has to do with תיקון העולם. Yeah? Not תיקון העולם, תיקון העולם, which is... Yeah. If a person has more than one master, if you have more than one boss or whatever it is, you can never really think that you can't have full bitachon in that boss because you know, well, it's not only up to him. There's other people involved. There's other people who are decision makers. Over here, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have nothing to worry about because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only quintessential almighty decision maker and there's nobody else besides for him that can decide anything. He says, why? מפני שמקווה התועלת מכל אחד מהם. ומי האחד מהם יכול על תועלתו יותר משאר איתם? Let's say you have one boss who happens in a lot of places. Let's say you work for partners. And one of the partners is nicer to you than the other. So naturally, who you're going to be more comfortable, have more ביטחון in, and the one that's nicer to you. יחזק ביטחונו בו כפי יכולתו, אף על פי שהוא בוטח משאר איתם. ואם לא יוכל להעילו ולהזיקו, כי אם אחד מהם בלבד, על כורחו יבטח עליו לבדו. If there's only one of them, let's say you have a bunch of superiors, but only one of them controls your financial destiny. Yeah? So over there, you have bitachon in that one because you know he's the one that makes decisions for you. מפני שאינו מקווה תועתו מזונתו, וכן כשירגיש האדם שלו יעילנו ולהזכינו אחד מהנבראים, אלא ברשות הבורא יתברך, ישוב ליבו מיראתם ותקוותם. When a person finally realizes that there's nobody in this world that can hurt you, that can do good to you, nobody, that'll cause a person to retract his hopes or his fear in people. We say it every morning, אל תפתחו בנדיבים לבין אדם שאין לו תשועה. What's נדיבים? נדיבים is the rich people, noblemen. Everybody, you know, people are in awe of the rich people. They have money, they can help, they can whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's all shtusin. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. When a person realizes that, then he completely, you don't have to fear them, you don't have to hope, you know, hope for their good. It's all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. ויבטח על הבורא לבדו כמו שנאמר, oh, he brings the pasuk, אל תבטחו מנדיבים, בבין אדם שאין לו תשועה. והשישי, another, the sixth idea over here that should engender ביטחון. שידע רוב טוב האלוהים על האדם. ומה שיתחיל אותו בו מרוב החסד והטובה מבלי שיהיה ראוי אצלו לכך ולא לצורך שיהיה אליו אך נדבה וטובה וחסד. Look from a person's conception, from the second a person was conceived. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? Does he need us? Does he need anything from us? Does he get any kickbacks in return? Bevadai shelo. Which means that our entire creation from the first second until our last breath of life is fully a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's well-rounded. There is nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from us, and yet He created us and He continues to care for us. All for free. כאשר בארנו בשאר בחינה מן הספר הזה. וכמו שאמר דוד עליו השלום, רבות עשית אתה אדוני אלוהי, נפלאותיך ומחשבותיך אלינו, אין ערוך אליך, אגידה ודברה, עשמו מספר. Anything we say, anything we try to praise הקדוש ברוך הוא for, it's all going to be completely, you know, you can't even start. That's why in the Gemara it says that there was, you know, one of the Nevi'im that said, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, and it started praising, and they told him, you know, did you finish? You can never really, you have to do with Chazal where gozer. Ha'el, right, like Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Ha'nora. Zeo, no more. Yeah? Aval, mikol makom.
How did they know to do that among?
Who?
Chazal.
From Moshe Rabbeinu.
How did he know?
Huh? Moshe Rabbeinu was precedent. You know what I'm saying? He knew what he was doing. Yeah? Tov. So, Ve'ashevi'i, שיתברר אצלו כי יש לכל ההוויות שבעולם הזה מעצם ומקרה גבול ידוע. Everything in this world, every phenomenon has a limit and a boundary. Yeah? All these things, there's nothing, so he says, ולא יוסיף ולא יגרע על מה שגזר הבורא יתברך בחמותו ואיכותו וזמנו ומקומו. Every idea, every situation in this world is limited by time, by space, by money. There's always a limit and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, you will never go very... Just as a mashal, mezonotav shel adam ketsuvin lo mirosh hashanah parnasa. Parnasa has a limit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already gozer. You can stand on your head and you can work until you're blue in the face. It's not going to change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer, limits for every phenomenon in this world. He says...
Rabbi, a lot of times I get a question like this. Someone says, okay, I understand that Hashem set the money for me, and I understand I have to do Hishtadlut. But sometimes it comes to a case in the middle where I don't know how much Hishtadlut I have to do. The person says, I'm working, but let's say if I were to work, instead of 8 hours, I worked an extra 9th hour,
mm-hmm.
it would be helping me because I have a lot more X emails to answer. I have a lot more this to do, and it could be bringing it the parnasa that's part of the Hishtadlut. So where do you cut the border? How do you
so the border is very clear. Hishtadlut is considered legitimate only when it does not encroach on Avodat Hashem. When Hishtadlut starts overlapping Avodat Hashem, which means less time for davening, less time for learning, less time for doing all the things that a person needs to do, then that's already considered Hishtadlut Pesula.
No, but someone now is becoming a Chozer B'Tshuva. They weren't learning before.
Okay, Chozer B'Tshuva, what are you going to do? You have to do everything, you know, you have to do it in steps. But we're talking about, let's say a person's, you know, frum and he's not Chozer B'Tshuva, he's, you know. So the idea is if a person's sitting at work, right? He knows he works X amount. Now different, again, it's not fair to say that every job in the world is 9 to 5. That's not true. You know, Shochatim, they wake up at 2 a.m. They start doing shechita before shacharit even.
No,
ma pitom shechita. By korbanot. Alo, chulin po. Yeah, they start doing shechita in the middle of the night. They take an hour break for tefillah. They learn a little bit. They go back to shechita, and then they have the rest of the day off because that's the way, you know, that's the way it works out.
They can do it in the dawn of light. They can't do it in the dark.
Zevadai. They think they're doing shechita. you know,
it's research, like it's convenient.
No, that's the way it works in the slaughterhouses. That's the way it works. Anyway, these are, it's not an easy job being a shochet. They go to all these far off, you know, jiddis in Argentina and all these places. They're away from their families for weeks, sometimes months at a time. Then they come back. It's a very hard job. Aval mikol makom, it's not fair to say that every job 9 to 5 is it. No, every job is its own thing. You know what I'm saying? And in real estate, it's 11 to 3, and in and banking in Israeli banks, it's 8:11 to 12:03. That's the, you know what I'm saying? That's the way it works. And they're off every Tuesday, and Wednesdays they only have half a day from 2:07 to 4:06. So that's the way it works. Aval mikol makom, whatever thing a person usually sets, whatever schedule a person usually sets as business hours, if a person thinks, 1 second, let me take some time off, I'll miss a tefillah b'tzibur, I'll miss a shiur, I'll miss a chavrusa, because I have that extra hour to answer emails, whatever, with his fantasy that he's going to be making more money, that's already not hishtadlut, that's already hishtadlut that creates a lack of emunah. That's already a lack of emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to believe that he already did his ishtadlut. Remember, the Sichot Musar says a very interesting thing. He says, ishtadlut, people think that money comes from parnasa. That's so incorrect. Money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ishtadlut, the way we earn our parnasa, our jobs, is just the way, it's a smoke screen to test a person's bitachon. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't in the business of always doing nisim gilu'im. Hence, we have to have jobs to mask the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Because we don't have man. It's not raining man like in the Midbar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us jobs to test us. Who's going to still believe, in spite of the job, that the parnasah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that if faced with a nisayon, should I stop learning now and do my avodat Hashem or not? That's going to be the deciding factor. It's very, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the mitzvah. Why was there a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah in the Torah, mitzvah ta'aseh in the Torah. Esh tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbe. Even though one of the nisim in the Beit HaMikdash, Bayit Rishon at least, was that the esh was yored min hashamayim, the fire came down from heaven and ate the korbanot. So why did they have to bring a regular fire? Why did they have to keep on kindling the fire on the mizbeach? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that was in order to mask. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want there to always be nisim galuim. That takes away from Bechira Chofshit. So in order to mask the nes galui of the fire descending from heaven, so we were commanded to bring a regular fire. That's exactly the same thing. That's the fine line between ishtadlut and a lack of emunah and bitachon. Yeah? Vaita. Just finish this thing. והשביעי שיתברר אצלו כי יש לכל ההוויות שבעולם הזה מעצם ומקרה גבול ידוע ולא יוסיף ולא יגרע על מה שגזר הבורא יתברך בחמותו ואיכותו זמנו ומקומו. You cannot overextend the border or the limit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already set for any situation in this world. אין מרבה למה שגזר במיעוטו ולא ממעט ממה שגזר ברבותו. You cannot increase what Hashem decreed to be less. You cannot decrease what Hashem decreed to be more. ולא מאחר למה שגזר להקדימו. You cannot delay. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that a person has to get married at X time, there's no way to delay that. It's going to happen. ולא מקדים למה שגזר לאחרו. That's called, what Chazal teach us, that a person should not be דוחק את השעה. כל הדוחק את השעה, השעה דוחקתו. Don't try to push things too fast. Push, 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 push. Why? Let it come. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer, that should come later. It's a Gemara in Mo'ed Katan, the Fyutet. The Gemara says that one time a person was praying for a certain shidduch for a certain lady. Rava overheard him praying. Said, don't pray like that. He said, why not? He says, listen, if she's destined for you min hashamayim, if that's the bat kol, this is your zivug, you're going to get her anyway. And if it's not your zivug, so what are you praying for? It's not for you. No. If you're already standing by get married, no. Rava said, you never pray for a specific woman.
Right, that for sure.
Okay.
Zayn. Shemay kedmenu acher. That's why you're allowed to get engaged even.
Not engaged. Engaged is fake.
What?
Not gort. Kiddushin. Kiddushin. Eshet ish.
No. When
engagement is garnished. Shemay kademenu achei do kiddushin.
Rishai says that what? That on Yom Tisha B'Av a person can come
kiddushin.
Kiddushin.
But da'ai gemara meforeshet shemay kademenu achir, because what? If you, 1 second, if you do just an engagement and somebody else comes in mekadesh otah, klum, she's married to the second guy.
Yeah.
What's kiddushin? What's shiduchin? Garnished. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzer.
It's not wedding kiddushin. In other words, just kiddushin. Assure her and anybody else. Yes.
Kiddushin. Kiddushin. Noten la tabat, noten la kesef. That's kiddushin. She's a shetish.
But also, you're destined to get married at a particular time. You can come and push it. You have a free choice. Don't have to.
Yeah, free choice. But you're not. Don't mess with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. That's the idea. The Gemara says this guy didn't listen. He prayed for a certain. He continued praying for that certain lady, and he got married to her. Lishana, next year, he came back. Rava heard him praying again, and he said, "What? Hashem, take her or take me? One of them." Moral to the story: don't be dochek Kadosh Baruch Hashem has his plans. There's a time. There's, you know, Hashem, everything has a certain time.
In that case, why do we tell him for anything? Why do we tell him for anything?
You can
need?
the way
specific person.
You can daven, Hashem, let me find my zivug, the proper zivug, bizmano, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu you deem appropriate. Let me find it bimhera, as fast as possible, within the confines of what you deem is appropriate. That's the proper tefillah.
It's like a gray area that you can like affect almost.
Yeah. ומה שיהיה מן הדברים על ההפך מזה, הוא הנגזר אשר קדם בתחילת הידיעה, אלא שלכל הגזרות הקודמות בידיעת הבורא, סיבות ולסיבות סיבות. And he says a very interesting thing. It's kind of reverse psychology over here. He says, if something that you assume should have been shorter ends up being extended, or something that you thought should have been extended ends up being shorter, he says, know that retroactively that was part of the gzirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides and decrees, has to do with reasons, and there are reasons for those reasons, right? That's how the Zohar HaKadosh refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Antu ilat kol ha'ilot v'sibat kol ha'sibot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme, is the highest of all supreme, and the reason behind all reasons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only the one who decrees things for a reason, He is the reason, and all the reasons are Him. It's all intertwined, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so melochol ha'aretz kevodo, that He is the reason. You said, why did this happen? Not only because Hashem said so, because Hashem is, and the reason is Hashem, and Hashem gives the reason.
You can change that with tefillah.
Certain things, yes, certain things, no. So, we're going to stop here. Let's start Zachin, tomorrow 77. Azkan Amin, Machan. Yeah, don't forget. Yeah.
You guys want to know you want to do.